reasons why I chose this passage today. We're going to take our main text, as you see, from Luke chapter 8. So if you want to go ahead and turn in your Bibles there.
那我们手上都有单张了，我们这个是一个新的主题的系列。那我们主要用的经文呢是路加福音的8:22。路加的8:22。
None of us are exempt from trials and difficulties in life.
那没有我们呢？没，我们任何一个人呢都不可能免于生命的试炼和麻烦。
In Luke chapter 8 and verse 22, we might say this is just another day in the life of the disciples.
那路加八章二十二节呢？我们可以说呢，这就是门徒们又是一个新的一天啊，生命当中的一个普通的一天。
It may have started off like any other day.
这就像以他们已经经历的每一天一样。
But by the end of this trip, their lives were going to be changed forever.
但是呢，这样的一个旅程结束之后，那一天结束之后呢，他们的生命会有一些改变。
Maybe you have experienced something like that.
也许你的生命当中也经历了这样的事情。
You got up in the morning, you thought it was just going to be another day.
你早晨起来，你觉得哦，又是一个一样的一天开始了。
But that day, something happened that changed your life forever.
但是那一天发生了一些事情，改变了你的一生。
I remember very well on August the 29th, 1970.
我非常记得清楚呢，1970年的8月29号。
When I got up that morning, I didn't know that that day was going to change my life forever.
那天早晨起来呢，我没有意识到那一天会改变我的一生。
That was the day that I met Jesus Christ as my Savior.
那一天呢，我遇到耶稣成为我的救主。
So, in the story before us today, the disciples are going to have a life-changing experience.
那今天的故事呢，我们这些门徒们会有一个改变一生的经历。
They are already disciples of the Lord Jesus. They're already following Him.
注意这里，他们已经是耶稣的门徒了，他们已经跟随了耶稣。
So this is not the day of their salvation, but they're going to learn something today as a Christian that will change their life.
那他们已经成为了基督徒，但是呢，他们今天要学习的是作为一个基督徒，他们依然要改变的一些事情。
So, I think if someone asked me, what is your favorite gospel? You know, you have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I think I would say Luke is my favorite writer.
那有人曾经问我呢，你最喜欢哪马太、马可、路加、约翰四个福音书里哪一个呢？我说呢，我更喜欢路加作为这个作者写的这一。
Luke is a storyteller.
路加是很好的讲故事的这个人。
When he writes and tells about the Lord Jesus, you can see it happening in your mind.
当他写下来，关于耶稣的那个事呢，你的脑海里就能浮现出这个图景来。
He often uses the word, and now we'll have to check in the New International. Now it came to pass on a certain day. Does he use that word certain?
One day.
Okay. The translation that I use, Luke is often referring to a certain day, a certain place, a certain woman, a certain, and he uses the phrase, and it came to pass. In other words, I'm going to tell you a story about what happened on this certain day.
他总是路加讲起来呢，总是用一个某一天、某一个人、某一个地方，然后 在这一天呢，他会有些特别的事情发生，改变了这个人的一生。
Now, in the story before us today, Luke is not the only writer that covers this story.
那今天讲的这个故事，路加并不是唯一的一个作者提到了这个故事。
Matthew covers this story, and Mark covers this story.
马太和马可也都提到了。
So, we will take our story from Luke, but we will add some information from the other gospel writers.
我们主要是从路加角度来看这个故事，然后我们会加一点马太、马可的视角。
Let me remind you that Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in particular, often talk about the same, stories about Jesus.
那马太、马可、路加呢，常常记载关于耶稣比较差不多的故事。
But each writer usually gives us some additional information.
那每一个作者呢，给了我们一些多更多一点的信息。
So Matthew writes about the Lord Jesus as the Son of God, the King, the Messiah.
那马太呢，讲耶稣呢是成为那个王了，是弥赛亚那个王。
Mark writes about the Lord Jesus as the servant.
那马可呢，讲耶稣呢就是那个仆人。
And Luke writes about the Lord Jesus as a man, a human being, perfect man, but as a man.
那路加呢就讲耶稣呢是一个人，完全的人，非常完美的人。
And John writes about the Lord Jesus as the Son of God.
那约翰呢讲耶稣呢就是神的圣子。
So as you read through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you get a stereo view of Christ. You'll see him from different angles, but all about the same person.
那你四个福音书都来看耶稣呢，你就有一个立体的视角了。虽然是同样一个人，但是你就非常丰满，不同的角度来看。
This is the reason we have to understand some of the background before we read the scriptures.
那这是我们要需要了解一点背景，当我们读这个圣经之前。
In the Old Testament, some of the prophets said that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem.
在旧约呢，有的先知预言呢，耶稣会生在伯利恒。
They would also say that God would call his son out of Egypt.
然后呢，也有先知说呢，神要把他的儿子从埃及召出来。
The scriptures would also tell us that Jesus would live in the town of Nazareth.
然后呢，也说到呢，耶稣会住在拿撒勒。
So you might say to yourself, well, that doesn't make any sense. God, he's born in Bethlehem, but God calls him out of Egypt, but he lives in Nazareth. Like, that's confusing.
然后你说这三个怎么能够对得起来呢？他又生在一个叫伯利恒的地方，又要从埃及被召出来，又要住在拿撒勒，这不是让人很糊涂吗
？But it's not confusing when you read the Bible.
当你读圣经了，你就发现它其实不是让人糊涂的。
We know Joseph and Mary left their hometown and they went to Bethlehem because they had to register for taxes.
因为我们都知道。玛利亚和约瑟呢，他们离开了他们的家乡，去到伯利恒，他们要在那边登记上税。
We know that while they were there, King Herod wanted to kill the Lord Jesus as a young child.
我们知道他们在那里的时候呢，希律王想要杀耶稣。
So in a dream, God warned Joseph and said, "Take the child to Egypt."
在梦里呢，神就警示约瑟说带孩子去埃及。
And so Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Egypt.
所以约瑟和玛利亚带着小耶稣呢就去了埃及。
And then after the death of King Herod, God said to Joseph, take the child and go home to Nazareth.
所以在 希律王死了以后呢，神就告诉约瑟把孩子带回拿撒勒。
Just like the scripture said, he'd be born in Bethlehem, he would be called out of Egypt, and he would grow up in Nazareth.
这就像圣经里讲的一模一样，他住在他生在伯利恒，从埃及被召出来，住在拿撒勒。
So, as we study the Bible, and I'm hoping, one of our Thursday mornings that we're going to take a lesson on how to look at the whole Bible, all the way from Genesis to Revelation.
那周四的这个系列呢，我们要开始，有一个主题就是怎么来看整本圣经，一个比较大的视角，从创世纪到启示录。
You need to be able to think your way through the scriptures and see where you are.
你需要有一个正确的方法来读整本圣经，然后知道你现在处在哪里。
Yeah, it's very important for us to understand this because it will keep us from confusion and it will also help us to know what God's plan for our life is.
所以这个会让我们呢避免糊涂，也知道这样子知道神在我们生命中的计划是什么。
So I would appreciate if you pray about those studies.
我也希望大家为这样的系列的学习来祷告。
Okay. So now let's go back to Luke chapter 8 and let me read verses 22 and I'm only going to read down through verse 25 for now.
我们现在来读路加八章的22节到25节。
Luke says, Now it came to pass on a certain day that he, that be the Lord Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples, and he said to them, Let us go over to the other side of the lake, and they launched forth.
有一天耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那边去，他们就开了船。
But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy.
正行的时候，耶稣睡着了，湖上忽然起了暴风，船将满了水，甚是危险。
And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose, and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm.
门徒来叫醒了他，说，夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。耶稣醒了，斥责那狂风大浪，风浪就止住了，平静了。
And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they being afraid, wondered, saying to one another, What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him.
耶稣对他们说，你们的信心在哪里呢？他们又惧怕又稀奇，彼此说，这到底是谁？他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他了。
We'll end our reading there for now.
现在先读到这。
I have broken up this passage into different, I'm going to call them scenes, pictures, different scenes.
那我把这一节经文呢，分成了不同的场景。
We have the stormy sea, the sleeping master, the servant's distress, the still storm, the Savior's rebuke,The startled disciples and the safe arrival.
那我们有七个段落啊。那第一个呢是，有风暴的海啊。第二个是睡着了的主人。第三个是，仆人的沮丧。第四个呢是安静的被安静了的风暴啊。第五个是救主的斥责。六个是吃惊的门徒。最后一个是。安全的抵达。
Let's start with the stormy sea itself.
那我们先看狂风，有狂风巨浪的海。
I have added a few words both from Matthew and from Mark so that we can see the picture or see the scene that is going on.
我加了一些从马太和马可来的，让我们能够知道到底还有些其他的什么细节。
We are told that in verse 23 that there came down a storm of wind on the lake and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy.
我们知道23节说呢，这个湖上满了起了暴风，船满了水就有危险。
Let me suggest this storm may have been different from just an ordinary storm that happens on the lake. It may be different than that.
那我们来假设哈，这样的风暴呢，是可能是和一个普通的风暴不一样的。
The reason I say that is because Satan, the enemy, is always trying to take the life of the Lord Jesus.
因为呢，我们是为什么这么假设？是我们知道恶者撒旦总是想要拿走或者伤害耶稣的生命。
I already made reference that when Jesus was a child in Bethlehem, Herod gave the command to kill all the baby boys 2 years and under.
我们都知道，在耶稣还是刚生下来的孩子的时候呢，希律王杀了所有两岁以里的伯利恒的婴孩。
Now, sometimes when we see the nativity scene at Christmas, we have Joseph and Mary and the baby and the shepherds and the wise men, and they're all there together. But that's not really how it happened.
我们都知道，在圣诞节的时候，我们常常看见这样的布置哈，就是玛利亚在那，约瑟也在那，小婴孩也在那，牧羊人也在那，博士也在那，天使也在那，全部在一个这个屋子里啊。这其实不是一个真实的情形。
The wise men came, we could say almost maybe 2 years later.
东方博士来的时候呢，几乎是要快两年以后。
It was some time. They saw the star, but it took them a long time to get to Bethlehem.
他们看见了那颗星啊，但是他们要花好长的时间才能走到伯利恒。
And the scriptures say the wise men came to the house where the young child was.Not the manger where the baby was.
所以圣经讲到这个东方博士他进到了那个房子哈，不是那个马槽，所以这已经是两个地方。
And that's the reason it makes sense that if Herod wanted to make sure he got the baby, he said 2 years and under.
所以这就是能理解了为什么希律王要确保他把耶稣杀了，他定了一个年限，是两年两岁以内的全部要杀掉。
So, it is possible, I am not saying it is, but I'm saying it is possible that this is another attempt to destroy the life of the Lord Jesus.
那这是可能的，我没有说一定是，这至少是可能的。那这样的一个狂风巨浪呢，又是一次想要杀害耶稣的尝试。
But let's remind ourselves that the devil does not have that authority.
但我们要记得呢，恶者是没有这样的权柄的。
Jesus said, I have power to lay my life down, and I have power to take it again.
耶稣说呢，我有我的权柄，舍了我的生命，我有我的权柄呢，再把它取回来。
There were many attempts on the life of the Lord Jesus before he went to the cross.
在耶稣上十字架之前呢，撒旦尝试了很多的次要杀他。
And all of those attempts on the life of the Lord Jesus before the cross were too early because he had an appointment to keep at Calvary.
那所有在这之前撒旦的尝试呢，要杀他呢，都早了。为什么呢？因为耶稣在后面呢有一个十字架之约，那是他自己要去的。
Every step the Lord Jesus took as a baby, and then grew up as a man. He had an appointment and he had an hour, and that was to go to the cross for you.
作为耶稣孩子慢慢在长大一直到最后服侍，他一生都有这么一个约，就是有那么一个时刻他要去上十字架为我们，为你和我。
So there were many attempts before the cross, but none were successful.
那在这之前，这一个时刻来到之前，撒旦任何想要伤害他的尝试呢，都不可能成功。
And then you might remember when the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross, that Pilate gave the command to break the legs of those who hung on the cross, so that it would hurry death. It would make death come faster. They would break their legs and that would hasten death, sooner.
那我们知道在十字架上当时的百夫长接到了命令是要把那个囚犯的腿打断的。那打断腿呢是让他们能够快速的加快这个死亡，让他们在十字架上不要等很久，因为后面是逾越节。
Now remember that this was the day before the Sabbath.
我们都知道
when Jesus was crucified.
那耶稣要钉死的那一天其实是安息日的前一天。
And according to Jewish time, the Sabbath started at sundown, probably about 6 o'clock as we would know it.
那按照犹太的日历呢，安息日是从头一天晚上的太阳落山开始的，差不多是六点钟。
So the Jews, being under the law, the Sabbath law, were getting very anxious and very stressed out that the crucifixion was going so long. And so Pilate said, break their legs and hurry up death, let's get the whole thing over with.
所以犹太人特别担心呢，这个十字架上的这个囚犯呢等的时间太长，让破坏了他们过这个安息日。那比拉多呢就说，那好，那就让他们快一点死掉，那就打断他们的腿，他们就很快就死了。
So the Jewish leaders and the people thought to themselves, finally we're going to kill him. We have tried before and we could not, and finally we're going to kill him.
所以那些宗教领袖呢，那些犹太人呢说，最终啊我们可以来杀他了，可以杀死他。
Every attempt on his life before the cross, they're too early. He has to keep his appointment. And finally, they got him on the cross to take his life, but they're going to find out something. They're too late.
在那之前呢，他们每一次尝试要杀掉耶稣的这个尝试，他发现他们都太早了，总也杀不死他。然后他们最终呢可以来杀死他啊，要打断他的腿的时候，当他们来到耶稣面前，发现他们太晚了。
Because when the soldiers came to break the legs of the criminals, they broke the legs of the one and they broke the legs of the other. But when they came to break the legs of the Lord Jesus, they found that he was already dead.
因为呢，当兵丁来到三个人面前，要打断他们腿骨，让他们快点死的时候，那个左边那个囚犯和右边那个囚犯呢，他们都打断了他们的腿啊，让这两个囚犯都死了。当他来到耶稣面前的时候，发现耶稣已经死了。
See, the Lord Jesus said, I have the authority, I have the power to give my life when I want to.
所以耶稣说呢，我有这样的权柄，把我的生命舍了，当我觉得时候到的时候。
No man will take my life from me.
没有人能从我手里拿走我的生命。
So, there was another interesting thing that happened. You might remember that when they came to break the legs of the Lord Jesus, the soldier laid down his club and took up a spear. Nobody told him to do that.
然后 你会注意有一个细节，就是当他们要把耶稣打断腿骨的时候，发现他已经死了。那有个兵丁的就拿了一个矛啊，长矛去刺了一下他肋旁。这个动作呢，其实不是被要求的，也没有人命令他这么做。
And that soldier took that spear and thrust it into the side of the Lord Jesus.
然后他拿那个长矛就刺了耶稣的肋旁。
And the Bible is very clear that blood and water came out, which was the sign that he was already dead.
那圣经说呢，水和血呢就涌出来，这是一个标志呢，就是耶稣其实已经死了。
So the Lord Jesus gave his life. He was in control. But when they pierced his side, it was fulfilling scripture because the scripture said that they must pierce the side of the Lord Jesus. And so the soldier didn't know that, but he was fulfilling scripture when he put the spear in the side of the Lord.
虽然耶稣已经死了，但兵丁还是刺了一下，这是要实现旧约的预言，因为预言这么说，他要要肋旁要被枪刺啊，所以兵丁其实不知道他在做这个事情。
You know, when the Lord Jesus was taken to the cross, they led him like a lamb to the cross.
对，当耶稣被带到十字架上的时候呢，他们就把他像羊牵去被宰之地。
They did not prod him like a dumb ox.
他们不是像一个很倔的公牛一样去用鞭子抽他，去顶他。
They did not drag him like a stubborn donkey.
他们也不像一个顽固的那个驴一样被使劲拽着去的。
They led him like a lamb.
他们领着这个耶稣去，就像一个羊，羊是顺服的。
He did not resist.
他没有反抗啊。
Yeah, but he gave his life. They did not kill him. He gave his life. The Bible is very clear.
所以他是把他的生命给出来的，圣经讲得非常清楚，并不是犹太人把他杀了，是耶稣把自己的生命给出来。
The hymn writer puts it like this. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you.
就像一首圣诗讲的，他本可以呼召成千上万的天使来保护他，但是他却自愿的为你和我死了。
So in our story, I am suggesting that this could be a storm that had satanic origin to it.
所以这个我们这个故事里面，这是一个风暴，但是它是有背后撒旦属灵的攻击在里面。
We know one thing, it was a really bad storm. We know that.
因为呢，我们第一知道呢，这是一个非常糟糕的风暴。
The reason I know that is because the disciples live on the water. They are fishermen. This is not the first time they've ever been in a boat.
因为我的理由就是呢，这些个门徒啊，他们可是有经验的渔夫，他们可不是第一次在船上，他们就生活在这片水域里。
And this would not be the first time that they have ever encountered a storm either.
这也不是他们人生第一次碰到风暴。
So, imagine in your mind what the scene is. They're out on the water and the storm comes on them.
你可以想一想这样的场景，他们在风暴里，水开始涌过来。
Now, the description of the storm, that this storm is a very dangerous situation that they're in.
那这样的描述呢，是他们在一个极其危险的情景里。
Luke says the boat is filled with water.
路加说呢，这个船满了水。
That's not good when your boat is filled with water. That is really not good.
所以当你的船满了水的时候，这是非常糟糕的。
I know poems don't translate too good, but I'm going to try one.
他说一般诗歌就是一首诗很难翻，但他还是要说一下，我尝试翻一下。
Here we go, for better or worse.
他想一首诗吧。
All the water in the world, no matter how hard it trod, could never sink a ship unless it gets inside.
所有的，他说所有的水呢，在地上所有的水呢，它都不可能去能够沉掉一艘船，除非这些水进到船里，它才能沉掉这艘船。
When the boat is in the water, it is okay. But when the water is in the boat, it is not okay.
船在水里呢是没有问题的，但是水在船里问题就大了。
Here's another poem.
还有一首诗。
It goes along with the first part of that one. Okay. All the evil in the world, the wickedness and the sin, could never sink the soul's craft unless it gets within.
所有的罪恶所有的恶者无论是罪还是一切的邪恶它都不可能沉掉人的灵魂这艘船除非它进到这艘船里去。
Wouldn't you love to know how that came out? I just can't imagine it. That's unbelievable. Yeah. So the problem is, the sin is already in. See, the sin is already in our life. Just like the water, the destructive force was in the boat, sin is already in our life.
就像这艘船呢，现在里面水已经进去了，就有危险了。我们也是一样，罪已经在我们里面了，所以我们是在这个危险当中。
So, notice the descriptive words in our text. The boat filled with water, it is covered with water, the waves are in the boat, and it's full of water.
你会看见现在船呢有了水，然后水来了，开始有了水，到最后呢满了水啊，这么一个。
Yeah. Now, before we leave the first scene, let's make application to our own life today.
那我们在往下走之前呢，我们来看一下我这样的道理在我们生命中的应用。
Let's suppose for a moment that your body is your little ship. This is my ship. I'm inside my ship, my body. Okay.
我们假设我们的身体就是我的船，我现在在我的船里，我的人在我的船里。
And my little ship is sailing on stormy seas in this world in which I live.
那我这个小船呢，就在这样一个波涛汹涌的人这个世界的海上在船在走。
Is there anybody here today that does not have any problems? Raise your hand.
有谁在座的医生当中没有任何的问题的？举手。
We all have storms in our life, right?
我们都有在我们生命当中碰到的风暴，对不对？
And some storms are more severe than other storms.
有一些的风暴比其他的风暴可能更困难，更严峻一些。
Some storms are just frustrating storms, makes you anxious and stressed.
有些风暴呢，可能就是让你特别的沮丧，让你特别的生气。
But some storms.Or life-threatening.
那有些的风暴可能就直接会危及你的生命。
Heart attacks, cancer, car accidents, some storms are beating against our little ship are life-threatening.
比方说癌症，比方说车祸，比方说这个一切可能危及到你生命的，就让这艘小船沉掉的事情。
On Sunday night, we started a series called Vessels Fit for the Master's Use.
在周末的晚上呢，我们有一个系列就叫做《合神心意的器皿》。
So, our little ship is a vessel.
我们这个小船就是个器皿呢。
Okay. And in the vessel, guess who's in the ship?In the vessel with you.
在这个器皿里你猜谁跟你在一起啊
The Lord Jesus. If you have believed on him, trusted him, he's in the ship with you.
如果你接受了他，你相信了他，耶稣就跟你在一起在这艘船上哦。
And that will give you great comfort in life. To know that the Creator is on board.
这个会给你一生特别大的安慰，因为那真正的创造主跟你在一艘小船上。
There are all kinds of storms. You know, there are psychological storms blowing today.
今天还会有很多这个心理的或者思想上的这个风暴。
Even Christians get anxious and stressed out, and they say, "What can I do? What can I do? The storms are blowing."
对，虽然不是肉体，但是即使基督徒今天也会说，哎呀，我该怎么办啊？那下一个麻烦怎么办？对，这个心理上的风暴每天都有。
There are storms that are caused by broken relationships.
还有一种风暴叫破碎的关系。
There are storms that are caused by financial problems.
还有一种风暴叫财务上的危机。
You can just imagine in a room with this many people, how many different kind of storms are actually raging in our lives.
那就像今天就小小的一个房间里的这些人，就有多少种不同的风暴在我们人的一生当中，在我们现在在碰到。
I don't know if you sing it in Sunday school here or not, but there's a Sunday school song that we sing sometimes.
我们不知道在这里的主日学我们唱不唱啊，但这是一首主日学的歌。
One line from that song goes like this, with Christ in the vessel, you can smile at the storm.
有这首圣诗的，这首主日学的歌里面这句话是这么讲，他说，让主呢在你的船上呢，你就可以在风暴里微笑。
When I was growing up as a boy in Mississippi, I had a first cousin named Richard.
那我在密西西比长大的时候呢，我有一个大表哥，他的名字叫 Richard.
And Richard and I were approximately the same age.
那我们差不多年纪啊。
But Richard had a medical problem. His problem was with his thyroid. You know what I'm saying? Thyroid?
Okay, 他有一个身体的麻烦啊，就是他甲状腺不好。
And that medical problem can affect you in many different ways.
那这个器官不好呢，可能会影响你身体不同的角度。
For my cousin Richard, the way that it affected him is he got very big. Not fat, just big, everywhere big.
然后呢，这个问题呢，影响他，就让他变得非常大。他不是胖啊，就是
yeah,
他人变得很大。
Yeah. Huge, like giant.
就像个巨人一样，特别大。
Yeah. And I was always so happy when Richard and I went anywhere together.
所以呢，我跟他去任何地方，我都很高兴。
I was never afraid when I had Richard with me.
我从来不感到害怕，只要 Richard 跟我在一起。
Because Richard could beat up anybody.
因为他能打败任何人。
Well, Richard is gone to heaven now. He is not on earth anymore.
Richard 已经去天堂了，他现在不在。
But he knew the Lord is his Savior.
因为他已经认识主，成为他的救主。
But I do not have my confidence in another person anymore.
然后呢，我从他之后就再也没有有这样的信心啊，有给人这样的信心。
Only do I have my confidence in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我只有碰到了主耶稣我有这样的信心。
Another hymn says this.Anywhere with Jesus, I can safely go.
像另外一首圣诗说，哪里有耶稣跟我在一起，我就敢去其他那些地方。
He's always with you.
他总是跟你在一起。
In your heart.
在你的心里。
In your ship.
在你的船里。
He's on board.
他在船上啊。
And no stormcan ever threaten the child of God, for Jesus is with him.
没有风暴能够威胁到神的孩子，因为主在那里。
Now, we're going to learn in our study that Jesus never says there'll be no storms in your life.
那我们在学习里面我们还会看见啊，耶稣从来没有说跟你承诺说地上没有风暴啊，你不会碰到风暴。
But we learn from the scriptures that the Lord says, when you go through the waters, I will be with you.
所以圣经是这么说的，当你行过这风暴的时候呢，我跟你在一起。
When you go through the fire, it will not consume you.
啊，我当你行过这火炼的时候呢，它不会伤害你。
So child of God, today you are going to face storms, but you have the Lord Jesus to go with you through those storms.
Amen. 所以今天呢，我们神的孩子们，我们要知道我们会有风暴，但是我们有主时刻跟我们在一起。
Now the disciples are in a bit of a situation. They've never faced such a severe storm as this.
那门徒们现在有一点麻烦了，他们从来没有碰到这样的情形。
The storm is so severe that the next wave could actually sink the boat.
那这个风暴如此厉害呢，以至于下一个浪过来可能就把船给沉了。
If you have a boat that's full of water and you get one more wave, boom, down you go.
如果你船已经很多水了，如果再来一波水过来，可能空就沉了。
So, as we look at this situation, we might ask ourselves the question, and I think they ask themselves the question, and the question is, where is the master when we need him? Where is he?
我们碰到这样的情形，也像门徒碰到这样情形的一样，我们想叫想喊的就是当我们需要的时候，我们的主在哪里啊？我们的主人在哪里？
Maybe you have had that thought, or maybe you have even asked that question, where is God when I need him?
你也许会问同样的问题，神在哪里啊，当我需要他的时候。
Okay. The next scene we have entitled The Sleeping Master.
那下一个主题我们的名字就叫正在睡的主人。
Now, again, we will draw on the other gospel writers to get the full picture.
那我们也是要用其他的福音书来看整个情形。
Luke says he fell asleep. Mark says he was asleep. Or Matthew says he was asleep. Mark says he was on the rear or the back or the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow.
然后呢，这个情形是这么描述的：路加说呢，他睡着了；马太说呢，也是正在睡。那个马可说呢，他在船的后部啊，后面呢枕着枕头睡啊。
Now we have a problem.
我们有个问题。
How do you sleep in a ship that is full of water?
你怎么能在一个满了水的船上睡觉呢？
This is difficult, right?
这是非常难的，对不对？
And the hinder part or the rear of the ship is always the lowest part of the ship.
然后一艘船的最尾部啊，一般都是这艘船最低的地方。
You ever see a boat out in the lake and it has a motor on it? The back is cut down where the motor, and that's where the water can get in the easiest in the back.
你会看见一艘船的结构啊，就像马达一般都是在船尾巴上，然后整个设计呢是前面是上翘的，船底是往下沉的，所以呢当水进来的时候呢，水最先进的就是船的尾部。
But they didn't have motor boats.
当然他们不会有这种有马达的船啊。
All they could do was row or the wind. That's all they had.
他们当然都是划或者靠风。
But it didn't matter because the boat is full of water.
那但是船呢，的确就那个时候满了水。
Let me ask you a question.
那我问你一个问题。
Do you think you could sleep in a storm with the boat full of water?
那你能不能在一艘船上，船在暴风雨里，然后满了水，你睡得着吗？
I don't think I could.
我不觉得我能睡得着。
Then how could Jesus sleep?
那耶稣怎么能睡着呢？
Some have suggested that he was really, really tired.
某种程度呢 也表明了他真的好困难，他真的很累。
You'd have to be in a coma, I think, to sleep.
Yeah, 你可能得昏
睡啊。With a boat full of water.
在这种外部环境里，你得昏睡，你才睡得着。
But he did. We know he did. He fell asleep, and he had a pillow. I'm thinking the disciples said, "Here, Master, here, put your head here on the pillow. Take a rest while we row across the lake."
我们猜啊，刚开始他们开始划船的时候，肯定是门徒说，那主人。主啊，你睡，我们给你拿个枕头，你在这睡一会儿啊。然后过一会儿就不对了。
Let me suggest something.
那我们来说一点什么事。
Let me suggest that he intentionally, he willed to sleep.
那我们假设这么一个情形，就是他就是故意，他就是愿意在这个时候沉睡。
This is part of the plan.
这是计划中的一部分。
You see, the disciples felt that the Lord Jesus was neglecting them. Where is he when we need him? Oh, he's sleeping!
因为呢，门徒们在那个时候感觉啊，这个主忽视他们了。都我们这么需要他的时候，他在干什么？他在睡觉。
I find that rather interesting that one day they would sleep when the Lord Jesus was in agony.
我们都知道，在后来有一天，他们在沉睡的时候呢，主在
in the Garden of Gethsemane，
主在痛苦当中，因为在科西玛尼园，主在痛苦当中祷告的时候，那些门徒们睡着了。
You see, in my mind, his apparent neglect for their safety—that is, they thought—was really a test of their faith.
因为呢，这个是他们的一个信心考验的时候。
They thought he was neglecting them. He has a plan to teach them something.
他们认为主忽视了他们，但是主却有一个更好的计划要教导他们。
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Okay. Yeah.
Because this next section here, this is really, really good. This next one is really good.
Okay.
And maybe we'll take up with the servant's distress. They lose it. They just completely lose it. And they now begin to accuse Jesus that he doesn't even care that they perish.
Okay. 所以你会看见这个随着故事往下走的时候，你会发现门徒到一个程度，甚至指责耶稣，不看顾他。
Shall I pray?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Father, thank you for our first part of the session today, and as we enjoy fellowship one with the other, bless our time. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
主啊，谢谢您带领我们第一阶段的学习，也求您祝福我们一会儿的茶歇的时间。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Come to the third point, which is the servant's distress.
那我们看到第三个点呢，就是门徒的沮丧。
So, before we look at that one, let's pray again. Let's ask the Lord's help.
我们先祷告。
Father, we're about to read the scriptures again, and we confess we need your help to understand.
主啊，我们要开始继续学习您的话，我们需要您的帮助。
So would you please give us the ability to grasp the meaning of the scriptures?
主啊，求您给我们这样的能力来抓住圣经的道理。
And then to take that knowledge and to practice it in our life today.
也明白这些道理来应用在我们的生命中。
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So, before we look at the servant's distress, I want to go back and make another comment about the Lord sleeping in the ship.
那我们讲到第三点之前呢，我们再讲一点那个沉睡，第二点沉睡的主人这个内容。
Jesus is the most unique person in the universe. There's nobody like Jesus.
耶稣呢是特最特别的一个人啊，没有在宇宙中没有像他那样。
He is fully man, and he is fully God.
他是完全的人，他也是完全的神。
He's not part man and part God.
他不是说他是一部分的人，也或者一部分的神。
He is perfect man and perfect God.
他是一个完美的人，完美的神。
Did you know that Jesus was always perfect, even when he was a baby?
你知道耶稣总是完美的，即使他是孩子的时候。
Once my wife was teaching one of our grandchildren, and she was 5 years old.
那有一次呢，我跟我太太去教我们一个孙子啊，他五岁。
And my wife said to our granddaughter, Jesus was a perfect baby.
那我们跟这个孙女说呢，耶稣是完美的婴孩。
And our granddaughter said, I bet he cried when he wet his diaper.
我的孙女就反驳我们了。他说不是的，我赌他一定哭，当他那个尿湿了尿布的时候，他一定会哭的。
And I bet he cried when he was hungry.
我也赌他一定会哭，当他饿的时候一定会哭。
But then the granddaughter said to Anne, those were communication cries and it was not sin.
然后这个孙女就说呢，他说这个其实是交流式的哭啊，这不是罪啊，他要表达他的意思。
See, before the baby can talk, that's the only way they can communicate, to let you know I need my diaper changed or I'm hungry or you know or something.
在他不能说话的时候，这是他唯一的交流方式，让你知道呢他需要换尿布了，他需要吃东西了。
So Jesus was a perfect baby.
所以耶稣是完美的婴孩。
And he was a perfect teenager.
他是个完美的少年。
And he was a perfect man.
他是个完美的人。
Because if he was not perfect, he could not be your substitute.
如果他不完美了，他不能成为你的替代受刑的。
The only one who can take your place and pay for your sin is someone who has no sin themselves.
唯一那个能替你站在你的位置上来承担罪的惩罚的，必须得那是一个无罪的。
So, in our story today, we've got Jesus, the perfect human being, and we got Jesus, the God, God.
今天呢，我们这个故事里是，耶稣完全的一个人和耶稣那个神。
And the perfect man and God, came together into one person, Jesus.
那个完美的人和神呢，到一起就成了耶稣。
When he is sleeping in the boat, he is the God man.
当他睡在船里的那一刻呢，他是神的人。
And if his sleep represented his humanity, in a moment he's going to stand up and command wind and waves, and that's going to show his deity.
那如果前一刻他的睡觉呢，表明他是一个完全的人，他后一刻站起来，止住风浪呢，就显出他全然的神性了。
But I will suggest that the Lord Jesus intended to sleep so that the disciples can learn a lesson.
那我的建议或者我的解读呢，是主刻意的就这个时候睡熟了，也要来后面教导门徒们后面的一些道理。
So it is obvious that the disciples are completely stressed out at this point.
我们很明显的看见门徒们是这个点非常的沮丧。
Let's notice some of the phrases that they use under the third point, the servant's distress.
那我们来看一下一些经文第三点用到的。
One is found in Luke. It says, Master, we perish.
那路加是说呢，夫子，我们丧命了。
And Matthew says, Lord, save us, we perish.
马太说，主啊，救我们，我们要丧命了。
And Mark, it says, don't you care that we perish?
马可说，你难道不介意我们要丧命了吗？
No. First thing I want to say about this, don't read your Bible mechanically or like a computer. Sometimes we read the Bible, Master, Master, we perish.
所以我建议大家不要读圣经呢，是像一个机器那样读哈。
That is not the way they said it. Let me tell you, that is not the way they said that.
不是那个机器那样语调一个语调来读的那个方
法。I mean, these men, their eyes are like this. The water is in the boat, and they're on their way down.
所以你要知道，那个情形已经是危急万分的情形。他们的眼睛是瞪得巨大，这个船就快沉了的那个情形。
Can't you, in your mind, can't you see Peter, the big fisherman, wading through the water in the boat and grabbing the Lord Jesus and shaking him like this? We're perishing! We're perishing! Wake up! Don't you care? Don't you care?
Yeah, 你能想想那个
This is the atmosphere.
大门徒这个彼得一定是冲过去摁着这个抓着耶稣的肩膀使劲地摇他说我们要沉了我们要死了你不介意吗你不介意吗
Really, what they are doing is that they are praying. They're praying.
所以实际上他们就在祷告了。
See? They're making a request. Save us, we're perishing.
所以他们在跟神提一个他们的需要说救我们我们要死了。
Did you ever notice how short your prayers are when you are in distress?
你有没有注意到啊？你在真正的困难和沮丧里啊，你的祷告都很短的。
Maybe at home we have a prayer time, excuse me, or sometimes at the chapel we will have a prayer time, and we go, it's okay, but we pray and pray and pray and keep praying and keep praying. But when you are aboutTo be destroyed, you do not have long prayers. You have short prayers, right to the point.
所以在你的危难里面和你在平时在家里和在教会的祷告是不一样的。在家里和教会祷告你可能会时间会很长。但是在那个危难里你急难里你需要的时候你的祷告都很短的。
I remember the day that my father became a Christian.
我记得那一刻我父亲成为基督徒的那一刻。
My father prayed that day.
我父亲那一天呢也祷告。
And this is his prayer.
这是他的祷告。
Lord, help me, I cannot do it myself.
他说主啊帮助我我自己做不了这事。
That's the prayer.
这就是那祷告。
It was the only prayer.
这是他唯一的祷告。
You say, what kind of a prayer is that?
你说这是什么样的祷告啊?
It was a prayer of accepting that the Lord only could help him become a Christian. He could not become a Christian himself. Lord, help me. I can't do it myself.
他说呢,主啊,帮助我,我自己做不了,我不能成为一个基督徒,求你帮助我。
You might remember the story of two men went to the temple to pray in the Bible. Jesus told this story.
你记得两个人去圣殿祷告哈，耶稣讲这个故事。
One man made long prayers.
有一个人做好长的祷告。
And the other man said, Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner.
另外一个人就讲了很短的说主啊求你怜悯我我是个罪人。
And Jesus said the one with the short prayer, he's the one that got saved that day.
耶稣说的那个短的祷告的那个他那天是得救。
Yeah. one time, two friends and myself, three of us went ice fishing. Do you know what ice fishing is? Yeah. You're not trying to catch ice. You're not trying to catch ice. You cut a hole in the ice and you put your line in the hole. You can walk out on all of the rivers and lakes and everything. Walk right out, drill a hole, put your line down and catch fish.
我呢有一次呢跟我两个朋友啊一起去钓冰上钓鱼啊。冰上钓鱼呢不是说我去钓冰啊，不是我把冰带回来。是我在冰上呢走远一点呢，不管多远呢，我挖一个洞，然后呢把我们的这个鱼饵和鱼竿丢到那个洞里面去。
While we were out on the ice fishing, one of my friends, the ice broke, and he went through the ice into the water.
那我们在冰上钓鱼的时候呢，我的一个朋友呢碰到点麻烦，他站的那个冰碎，他掉的就他自己掉进去了。
He put his hand when he went through, he put his hands out like this, and he caught.The ice, just with his hands, like, but he's in the water, but he caught the ice like this to keep from going right under.
Yeah, 就是呢，他掉下去的那一刻呢，他两个手就抓住两边的冰，水已经到他脖子了，就这个时候呢，他不能掉到冰底下去，所以他就抓住两边的冰，还没有沉下去。
He only said two words.
他只说了两个字
，Help me,
救我。
He was perishing.
Mm-hmm.
He was perishing. So the other man and myself, we fell down on the ice on our stomachs with our hands out to spread our weight over the ice. And we crawled over to him and hold him like this and pulled him out.
因为呢，他们为不让这个冰就碎得更大哈，然后他和另外一个朋友呢就趴在冰上，减少这个压力哈，然后整个人呢趴在那个冰上，然后爬过去，一人抓住他的朋友的一个手啊，再把他拽出来。
When I reached out my hand to take his hand, he did not say, "I think I can make it out by myself." He did not say that.
我用我的两个手把他手抓住的时候，他不会这么说。他说：“我猜我自己能爬出来。”
When I reached out my hand like this, boom, immediately, boom, grabbed me like this. See?
然后我伸出我的手的时候呢，他使劲的就抓住我的手，他不会觉得我还要再想想再等等。
He needed help, and his request was very short.
他需要帮助，然后他的请求也非常简短，就是救我。
Their prayers are very short.
对，他们的这个祷告呢，门徒们的这个也很短。
Tell them he got out.
Oh, he got out. He got out. Yes, we got him out.
He lived.
He lived to tell the story. He lived, and I tell the story. but it wasn't that cold.That day, it was only 35 below.
okay. 就是故事的结束呢，他得救了，就是他否则这个，他们不可能讲这个故事，他把他们救出来。但是呢，他开玩笑说，在那天不是很冷了，大概也就零下35度吧。
He was walking, you don't even know who Frankenstein is. He was walking like this when we got back to, he was froze. Stiff legs and arms and everything. We got him in the van and stripped him off and gave him some hot tea and he survived. Yeah.
然后他走到那个车上之前，他只能像个机器人那样走，因为全身都已经冻住了。然后就帮他这个在车上暖和起来，给他点茶喝。
Not only did the disciples say they needed help because they were perishing, but they actually accused the Lord of not caring about them.
然后门徒们不但说他们要死了，他们还在指责耶稣没有救他们，没有在乎他们。
It is like, why are you sleeping? Don't you care that we perish? Like, we are dying and you're sleeping. Don't you care? Is there something wrong? Why aren't you helping us?
对，他们其实是在指责耶稣，说我们都快死了，你还在那睡觉啊，你一定有些不对。
Did you ever ask the Lord if he cared?
你们曾没有没有曾经这么做过祷告，说主啊，你是不是在乎
？Lord, I got a big problem. I'm going through the ice. I've had a tragedy. The storm is beating on my house, my life. And where are you? Why are you not answering? Why are you sleeping? Don't you care?
你说哎呀，我有很大的麻烦，我有很大的危难啊，我这个。人生当碰到很大的困难，你为什么还在睡觉？你不在乎我吗？我们也常做这样的祷告。
Does anybody know a verse from Peter's epistle that says God cares?
大家还记得彼得的书信里有一句话，说主顾念你们的，主顾念。
I believe we will find a verse that says.God is not willing that any should perish.
我们也都知道有这么样一些经文，说神不愿一人。
I'll give you that reference.
不愿一人成。First Peter.
I'll give you that reference. Second Peter, chapter 3 and verse number. Number nine. Yes, thank you.
彼得后书三章九节。
The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Also in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7.
彼得前书的五章七节。
First Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
You know, when you are in a life-threatening situation, you might say things and do things you wouldn't ordinarily do.I mean, you don't know how you will respond when you're in danger.
所以当我们在一些极大的危难里的时候呢，我们其实反应是和平常我们的人的本性是一样的，因为我们是就是这样的人呢。
We know that Jesus cared enough that he came from heaven to die on the cross. We know that.
我们知道耶稣知道一切的事，因为他胜过了死亡，他带我们去天堂。Yeah.
And we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
我们也知道神爱世人，他要救我们一切的人，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Okay. So, the disciples are in a panic. They are calling out. They are accusing the Lord that he doesn't care. And they are asking the Lord to save them.
他们门徒们指责耶稣不在乎他们，他们要主帮助他们救出这个危难人。
Before I go to the next point, let me ask you a question.
那我们在进到下一点之前呢，我来问大家一个问题。
How bad will it have to get in your life before you call on the name of the Lord to save you? how bad, how terrible, how desperate of a situation will it have to be in your life before you will call on the name of the Lord?
就是你的生命的中的危难要到什么样的程度，你才会呼求神的名来呼求他的救赎帮助。
He's always there. He's willing to save you, but he needs you to want to be saved. He's not going to force you, but he wants you to be saved.
他一直在那里，他特别盼望你去得救，他不会强迫你，但是他希望你能得救。
I had a friend who had destroyed his mind with alcohol.
我有个朋友呢，他因为酗酒呢，这个脑子就已经糊涂了。
He had had several nervous breakdowns, traumas in his life. He had to go to the hospital.
他的因此神经系统就受伤了，所以他要去看医生。
His wife was a Christian. She met with us in our assembly.
然后他的太太是个基督徒啊，在我们的教会聚会。
And we often prayed for this man. His name was Phil. Was his man Phil?
这个他的丈夫叫 Phil， 我们常常为他祷告。
Phil, how old would Phil have been?
He was in his 70s.
He was in his 70s, and he had another complete mental breakdown.
然后呢，他已经七十多了，他整个人就不好了，就糊涂了。
He ended up in a mental institution, and they gave him shock treatments. I'm not sure what that is, but it's bad.
所以他们只能带他去这个去做电击治疗。
So I went to visit him while he was there, and it was a long building. And when I walked in the door, I saw him way at the other end of the building.
那我去看他的时候呢，这是一个很长的这个建筑啊。我在走廊的这头，我在远远那头，我就看见他。
And I waved and I said, "Hi, Phil. How are you?"
我就跟他挥手，我说 ，Phil， 你好吗
？Yeah, he did not respond.
他没有反应。
No, he just stared like this.
他就站在那完全不动。
Yeah. So I walked down this long hallway and I met him and we went into his room. He had a room, but he had had these shock treatments. They took the fight right out of him. You know, nothing left.
然后那个我们就陪他进到他的房间里，他因为他需要做电击治疗，所以他房间里其实已经没什么东西了。
When we got into the room, he reached into his pocket and he pulled out a crumbled up sheet of paper, just a small piece of paper he had in his pocket, and he gave me this piece of paper.
然后呢，我们在他房间里呢，他就伸手进他的口袋，从他口袋里呢。掏出一把的那个碎纸啊，就是他把纸撕碎了啊，他就掏给我。
I took that piece of paper and I opened it up, and what was written on that piece of paper, I was amazed.
哦，它是一团，它团起来的啊，然后它团成一团，然后它打开来，然后那个之后就在读。
He had in his own handwriting.Scribbled these words, "God be merciful to me, the sinner."
他用很草的字写在上面，说主啊，求你怜悯我这个罪人。
He became a Christian.
他得救了，他得救了。
He became a Christian.
他得救。
How low do you have to go?
就是你
What has God got to do?
就是你要到多么低的、多么低沉的人生的境况，你再去跟神呼求呢？
All the Lord wants you to do is to admit you need help. That's all He wants you to do.
神唯一要你做的就是要你承认你需要帮助。
Lord, save me, I perish.
就说主啊救我我要死了
OK, let's go back to our next point in the outline.
我们看第四个点啊。
The stilled storm.
安静的风暴，就是风暴被安静了。
Now this is a very interesting part of the story because the Lord Jesus now arises from his prone position while he was sleeping and he stands up in the boat now. In the water! I'm assuming the water's in the boat.
那这是个很有意思的部分那主呢被他们摇醒了然后站在船上这个所谓站在船上这船里满了水哈所以他其实站在船里的水里。
Look at, if you're in Luke chapter 8, look at verse 24.
我们看24节。
Okay.
路加八章24。
After they say, Master, Master, we perish, then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water and they ceased and there was a calm.
门徒来叫醒了他说夫子夫子我们丧命了耶稣醒了斥责那狂风大浪风浪就止住了
oh yeah not clam clam calm sorry misspelled word see that
C-A-L-M
okay misspell
就拼错了我们这个小纸条上拼错应该是 calm 不是 clam
Yeah, a great clam came out of the water and ate the ship. Oh, we could really run with that one. Let me hear it. Yeah. Oh, my. Okay. So the Lord Jesus now takes action. This is the point. So he stands up. The other gospel writers, Matthew says,And not a great clam, but a great calm. And Mark says, the Lord Jesus said these words, Peace be still. And there was a great calm that came. Okay.
对，主就在这里说要斥责那风浪，那风浪就完全停住了。Peace be still. 而且就平静了，止住了。
Now, if you think in your mind, you can probably see this happening. He has been asleep. They have awakened him out of sleep. And he stands up in the boat. However he did it or however he said it, we do not know. But we know this, that he spoke. Listen to this. Try it sometime. He spoke to wind.And water, and they obey him.
然后前面的情形我们都知道了，就是他醒了，他站在船上，然后呢，他开始这么做啊，大家注意，他跟风和海浪说话啊，你可以尝试一下那个啊，他们风和海浪很顺服这个神。
Yeah, if it's raining when you go home today, why don't you just tell it, don't rain anymore. Just stop raining right now. He can do that. We can do that. Why can he do that?
为什么他能够做这个事呢?
At least God, that's right. But more specifically, why can he do that?
Creator.
Who made the wind? Jesus. Who made the water? Jesus. You know, I'd have to look it up, but one of the Psalms says, He called the wind out of His treasury. And He's got the wind up here somewhere, and when I need you, I'll call. When I'm through, go back to your place.
So, yeah, 在一节经文里，为什么他能够做这些？因为他是创造主啊！这一切风和浪，其实是他是创造的那个源头。有一节经文讲到的，他把风从他的府库里召出来啊，就是存风的那个地方。所以，当他需要的时候，这个风呢，他就召出来；不需要呢，让这个风回去。
Maybe you've experienced this sometime. If you've been near water, maybe a small pool or a big lake, but if you throw a stone out into the water, it causes ripples, right? Waves.
然后你们，比如说你们都知道这样一个实验啊，你一个很平静的水面呢，你上面丢一个石头呢，它就会有涟漪出来。
Okay. Now, we know that there was a bad storm, so we're expecting that the waves were very high because they were coming into the boat. Maybe 4 feet, 5 feet high waves. I don't know.
那因为这是个很糟糕的风浪，他们碰到的，所以那个浪高呢，可能会非常的大哈，可能是4英尺、5英尺。
And the wind is really blowing, really blowing.
那个风呢，真的是很强的在吹。
So Jesus says, "That's enough. Peace. Be still."
耶稣说呢，那够了，停吧。
Now according to the scripture, it did not start.Being less wind and less waves, and by nightfall it became calm. Immediately, there is calm.
所以圣经里的启示呢是，他不是说呢，他说了话之后呢，慢慢风就开始小了，然后到午夜的时候呢，就全部停了，不是这么样的过程，是立刻风就停了。
Now, this verifies to us.That it wasn't that the storm started calming down and eventually it stopped. This was a miracle. Jesus said, stop. He rebuked the wind and the water. Stop. Boom. Stop. And immediately is calm as the water in that glass.
所以他这是个神迹来着，就是他斥责了那个风浪了，说停，那他就立刻停了。安静的像桌上这杯水一样。
That would be enough to get your attention, I'm sure.
这个应该足够引起大家的关注了。
Okay, let's go to the next point.
我们继续再往下看下面一点。
Now everything is calm. No more wind, no more waves. And verse 25 in Luke.
路加的25节
He said to them, Where is your faith?
现在呢没有风没有浪了他开始教导了你们的信心在哪里呢、
Matthew says,
马太说呢
Why so fearful, you of little faith?
你这小信的人呢你为什么害怕呢
And Mark says,Why is it you have no faith?
马可说呢，你为什么没有信心呢？
Now you got to get this point. This is a very significant point here.
这是非常重要的一个点啊。
At first reading, you might accuse the Lord of being too hard on these men.
在第一次读的时候，您可能会觉得呢，耶稣对这些人太严厉了。
For instance, they were seasoned fishermen, but they never had a storm like this.
比方说他们是非常有经验的渔夫啊，但是他们从来没经历过这么大的风啊。
They have no life jackets.
他们也没有救生衣啊。
They have no life boat. They're just in one boat.
也没有救生艇啊，因为这就是这么一艘船。
They have no way of escape. Maybe they can't even swim. I don't know if they can swim or not. They're fishermen, but some fishermen can't swim.
对，他们也应该能游泳啊，但也不是所有渔夫都能游泳。
So, we might say, Jesus, excuse me, Master, but they're doing the best they can, like.Anybody would lose it in a situation like this. Well, why do you say, where's your faith? Why do you rebuke them?
对，我们人会说呢，他们已经尽力了哈，每个人在那个情况下都会这么反应。那你为什么要去指责他们没有信心呢？
I thought this myself when I first studied this passage. I thought that That's, you're too hard on these boys.
这就是我自己在第一次读这个故事的时候我的想法。我觉得这个主啊，你是不是对他们太严厉了？
And the Spirit of God said to me, read the text.
然后呢，圣灵在我里面说，你再读，再读这个原文。
So I went back to verse 22 and I start reading the text again.
然后我又回到22节呢，又重新读一遍。
Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples and he said unto them, comma, red letters, Jesus is speaking, see that? What does Jesus say? Let us go over unto the other side of the lake.
然后呢，二十二节说呢，耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那边去。
Jesus did not say, boys, get in the boat. We're going to try to get to the other side of the lake. I don't know if we can make it or not.
耶稣没有说呢，孩子们，我们现在尝试着到河那边去，我们可能过不去。
He didn't say, men, get in the boat, we're going down today.
他没有说呢,
down, sink.
他没有说我们今天要沉下去了, 你们来船上。
He didn't say, let's give it that old American or Canadian try. We'll try, I don't know if we'll make it, but let's try today.
他也没有说呢, 我们用一个美国式的方式试一下, 我们总可以试一下。
You know what he said? Get in the boat. We, look at this. Let us, Jesus and the disciples, go over to the other side of the lake. That's what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的，我们可以渡到湖那边去，这是他们能做的。
Now they're too busy getting the boat ready and putting the pillow at the back of the ship to even pick up on that. Oh yeah, we're going over. It's okay, great, you know.
他们太忙了，他们甚至还想到了弄枕头啊，他们就根本没去听耶稣讲这句话。
He didn't say we're going to try to go to the other side. He said, let us go over to the other side.
他不是用一个说尝试的方式，他就说我们去吧，我们就过去。
And that is the reason he says, where's your faith? Don't you believe what I told you that we're going to the other side?
这就是他为什么说你们的信心在哪，因为耶稣前面讲了，我没有告诉你们吗？我们要到那边去。
Do you know that Jesus promises you, if you believe in him, that your little boat is going all the way across the sea of life and you're going all the way to the other side one day and go to heaven? That's what he promised you.
你不知道耶稣也是这么承诺我们这艘船小船的吗？他说你信靠他，你就会经历这一切风浪，你最终一定是平安的到达天堂。
He did not say it was going to be a pleasure cruise.
他没有说这是一艘这个很好玩的这个游轮啊。
He didn't say it's not going to be stormy.
他也没有说在路上没有风浪。
He didn't even say that you're not going to get water in the ship.
他也没有说你船上不会有水。
But what he did say is we're going all the way.
他的确说了我们会到那里，一定会到那里。
And you must believe this in your life. No matter what the storm looks like, no matter how bad it gets, Jesus said we're going all the way.
这是我们要在一生中记住的，不管我们碰到的是什么样的风浪，不管有多糟糕，你记得耶稣说我们总是要到那个彼岸。
You might be really afraid and you might get water in the ship and you might get bruised up and battered, but you're going all the way.
您可能会有风浪，您可能水要进来了要沉了，你身上满是青肿，但是你要知道我们总是一定会到的。
Contrary to some people's opinion, Jesus is not the bridge over troubled waters. He is not. Can you go through the waters? I'm with you. We're going all the way.
所以和一些人的看法不一样，耶稣不是那个跨过那个困难的那座桥啊，他是在困难里伴随你的那个真实的神那个人。
Oh, Do you remember when Noah built an ark? Do you remember that story?
你们都记得诺亚造方舟的故事。
Anybody remember how long it took him to build the ark?
记得他造了多少年呢？
100 more, that's right. More than 100.
Yeah. 超过120.
Maybe 120, something like that. Long time.
很长的时间。
Yeah. In the New Testament, it tells us that Noah, was a preacher of righteousness. Noah preached? I don't know Noah preached. Well, he warned the people that there was a flood coming.
那新约呢告诉我们呢其实挪亚是一个义人啊他传讲神的道啊那我们是很奇意外他怎么会传讲神的道呢的确他在警告当时的人啊要有审判来了。
For over 100 years, maybe 120 years, something was holding back the wrath of God. God was going to destroy the world, but he waited and he waited and he waited until Noah built the ark before the flood came. Do you know why? What was holding back the wrath of God?
当挪亚造方舟造了那么久啊，也许120年啊，那神的审判的愤怒就一直忍住了。那为什么神一直是忍住这个审判的愤怒？是什么引导这样过程
？He wanted more people to see.
It was time. They had lots of time. More people could have went into the ark. How many people went into the ark?
但是最终有多少人进了方舟呢
？8 people.
只有八个人。
Yes, 8. And it was all in one family.
都是一家的。
You know, somebody said, Noah wasn't a very good preacher. Only 8 people went into the ark.
有的人会说挪亚不是个很好的讲道人了，只有八个人进了。
But he got his whole family in.
但是他带领他整个家都进去。
Which gives us courage and motivation to work on our families. We want to get our families saved, you know. Yeah.
给我们鼓励啊。那我们能够带着我们的家人得救。
But for 120 years, the wrath of God was stopped, if I could put it like this, by the dam of his mercy. There was something holding back the flood. It was God's mercy. It was like a wall, a dam. And one day, the dam broke, and the flood waters of God came in. And destroyed the world.
神的审判的愤怒呢，就像那个洪水啊，它有个坝呢挡住了。这个坝呢是神的恩典，它一直拦着这个水啊，直到有一天呢，这个坝呢开了，然后审判的洪水就出来。
Only the people in the ark survived.
只有在方舟里的人呢得救了。
Okay. Only the people. Now, Judgment is coming in our day. Judgment is going to come in our day.
那审判，最终会到我们这个时代会来的。
What do you think is holding back the judgment of God today?
你觉得今天什么让神依然忍住了他的审判呢？
His mercy.
依然是他的。
His grace.
怜悯和恩典。
Mm-hmm.The grace of God, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. But one day, the dam of God's mercy and grace is going to break again.
那终有一天呢，神的怜悯之坝呢，依然还是会开的。
And it's not going to be a flood this time.
那这次就不是洪水了。
The world is going to, earth is going to melt with a fervent heat.
那地会有火来焚烧。
Peter says the earth is going to melt with a fervent heat, and everything that's in the earth, all is going to be destroyed. Everything.
然后每一个所有在地上的东西呢都要被毁坏，有形质的都要被销毁。
The door of grace is open today.And you can walk through the door of grace And Jesus will be your ark of safety today if you want him to be. But judgment is coming.
今天的恩典之门依然是开的，耶稣就是那艘方舟，你依然可以在这艘方舟里找到得救的处所，但是呢，我们要记得审判是要来的。
Okay, so I ask you today, where is your faith? Where is your faith?
所以今天我们依然会问这句话，你的信心在哪里？
So the Lord Jesus said, don't you believe what I say? I'm telling you, we're going to the other side. Where's your faith? That was the question.
所以耶稣基督说呢，你不相信我的话吗？我不是告诉你们了吗？
Okay.
你们信心在哪呢？
Okay, let's go to our next point.
再看下一个点。
The startled disciples.
下一个点就是吃惊的门徒啊，惊奇的门徒。
And Luke in verse 25,We read these words.
路加二十五是这么讲的。
What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him.
这到底是谁呀？他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从了他。
Matthew said they marveled, and Mark said they feared exceedingly.
马太说呢，他们惊奇啊，那。马可说他们大大的害怕。
You would not know this unless we would tell you this word. I don't know what word you have in verse 25. What manner of man? What does your translation say? Verse 25.
Who on earth?
Who is this?
Who is this? Who is this? Okay. My translation says, what manner of man? What kind of a man? Who is this? Okay. You know what they recognized? He's not from here. Nobody down here can do this. He's not from this country.
所以他们的对话是说他到底是谁？就他们知道这个不是他们之间的人能做出来的事情。
Actually, the Greek word means, from what country is this man?
所以希腊的原文里是说，这人是从哪国来的？
Yeah. Or what kind of a man is this man?
This 人是什么样的一种人呢？
Yeah. Said he speaks to wind and water. Yeah, sorry. Good.
就是在这种情况下，他的门徒不知道耶稣是什么。
Yeah, in this situation,his disciples didn't know he's God.
Well, they're working on it. They're working on it. They will confess that he is God. But listen, you and I have the whole story. We can look back. They're living in real time.
So he said, they're still in the process of knowing.我们最大的优势是我们有了整本的圣经，我们可以前看后看，其实我们的信息量远比门徒在当时要大得多。他们最终要承认他是神，但是在那一刻呢，他们还是在这个过程当中。
但是你看，是听了传，他们快要死的时候，他还是在求耶稣的，还是当他是神的，犹豫了。
But yeah, when the water get into the ship, they ask help from Lord, from Jesus. So theoretically, they acknowledge Jesus
being able to do something about it.
Yeah.
Right, right. But nevertheless, they are astounded, or they are
little faith. They didn't.
Yes, that's right. He has accused them of having little faith. The whole story is to build their faith in him. This is part of the plan. If you didn't have any troubles in your life, you wouldn't trust the Lord as much. If you have troubles, you trust him more. That's just the way it is in life.
所以这就是他们在接受神的培训的过程，所以呢，人一定是在有困难麻烦里面啊，我们跟神的信心才会增加的更快更大。所以他们，你说的对，他们正是在这个过程当中，他 他原来的信心很小，他相信一点点，他们正是要更多的相信那个就是神。
It is not that they did not believe, but they were continually astounded at actually what he did and how he did it.
所以不是说他们不信，而是他们在苦难里呢，在困难里，然后不断的被神的那个能力所吃惊了，就是所震撼了，然后他们的信心就会更大。
Faith is something that grows. You get stronger in your walk with God, and you understand more, and you believe more.
信心是一样东西，是会长的，就是你随着跟神走的时间越长，然后你会信得更深更大，然后你的信心就会越来越大。
I have been walking with the Lord for 47 years now, and my faith is stronger today than it was when I got saved.
那我跟随神已经47年了，那我今天的信心呢，会比我刚得救的那时候信心要大得多。
And if the Lord spares me for another year, I'm hoping that next year I will have stronger faith than I had this year.
那如果神依然允许我再多活一年呢？我相信明年这个时候我的信心会比现在会要更大。
Which actually brings me to a good point. How much faith do you have to have to become a Christian?
那这个呢，又带给我们一个很好的话题，就是我们需要多大的信心以至于得救呢
？A little, little, little bit.
一点点，一点点。Mustard seed, she means mustard
seed. See, the Bible does not say you must have big faith to become a Christian. It just says believe, believe. Maybe it's just mustard seed, but God sees that, and God says they believe, they trust me.And then you become a Christian, and then your faith grows.
Amen.
And grows, and grows.
所以他说呢，这个即使小到像芥菜种那么小的信心，神都看得见，神知道，哎，你相信我了。然后呢，这个种子种下去，然后它长长长长长，然后这个长得会很大。
44 years ago, I married this lady.
44
I really loved this lady 44 years ago. But I love her more now.More.
44年前呢，我和我太太认识，我们结婚了。我在那个时候我很爱她，没有问题。但是今天我更爱她。
And you will love the Lord more. The longer you walk with God, the more you will love Him, and more faith you will have to believe Him.
那你也跟主的关系也是一样的，你会更多的爱他。你跟他的同行的时间越长，你的信心越大，你会更爱他。
Very good question.
很好的问题。
Very good question. Somebody will help me find it. But there's a man that came to Jesus and he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I'll find it. What he means was, he's believing a little bit and he wants to believe more. I believe...Help my unbelief.
So casting demon for his son, right?
For his son.
Okay. 就是有这么一个故事啊，就是他的孩子呢，被鬼附了，然后这个父亲来跟主求，然后那个主说没有信心，然后他说我信心不足，求你帮助啊，所以他知道自己是信，但是信心不足，所以信心是会有不足，是有小的。
Yeah. Yes. 好像是
在
马
太里面。
Mark 9:24. Mark 的九章的二十四。
You're right. It was the child who, the Lord cast demons out. So.
所以他说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。马可的九章二十四节。孩子的父亲这么说。
If you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. So what's the point? This man was honest with Jesus. He was just honest.
对，这里的点是这个人对神、对耶稣非常的诚实。
It's a good prayer.
这是个很好的祈求和祷告。
Okay. Okay. They marveled. They were afraid. They feared. I think we would say, humanly speaking, they were in shock. That's what it was.
我们用人的话来说呢，他们就震惊了。
You know,
这些门徒。
They're out in the storm. They're there. They think they're going to perish. I mean, things are really, really bad. Jesus finally delivers them.And they go, oh man, I can't handle this. What kind of a man is this? Where did he come from? What is going on? That's just being honest. You know, but they're thankful. They're honest, but they're thankful.
他们肯定是说，哎，这是谁呀？这到底怎么能做这些事啊？但他们很诚实，所以他们表现得非常的震惊。
And then we're going to read in Luke verse 26.
我们来读路加的
8:26.
八章的26节。
Just the first part of that verse says, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. In other words, they arrived at the other side.
所以26节他们到了格拉森人的地方，就是加利利对面的那个地方。
Matthew says, he came to the other side, and Mark says, they came to the other side. Do you know why they came to the other side?
马太和马可他们就说他们到了另外一边。你们知道为什么他要去另外一边？
Because Jesus told them they were going to the other side.
因为耶稣说了他们要到另外一边去。
They were fearful, they were doubting, they were crying out, they were distressed, they were anxious, but they went to the other side. They went to the other side.Because Jesus told them they were going to the other side.
他们在危险里，他们呼求，他们有很多的苦难，然后，但他们就是要到另外一边去，他们也去了。
Have any of you ever seen the little poem or the little writing called Footprints?
你们有没有读一个小的短的
It's like a plaque with some words, and there's some footprints in the sand.And there's a little story about that.
叫做脚印啊，足迹。
No. Well, it is the story. A man is writing the story, and he's going through his life. And as he writes the story, he said, "Lord, I've noticed one thing."
Another story.
When things get really bad, when they get really hard, I notice there's not two sets of footprints in the sand. There's only one set. Why would you leave me when it'sAlone, when it's so hard.
当这个人呢，他跟主说，他说：“我发现，在最困难的时候啊，怎么总是一行脚印啊？你怎么总是让我一个人在那里？”
And he said, "It was at those times that I carried you."
主说呢，正是在那些时候呢，我背着你走的。Amen.
Now, just one question left at the end.
最后呢，只有一个问题了哈。
What about the other little ships? You say, what? Little ships? You mean there was more than one?
那其他的小船呢？
Go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4.
我们看一下马可的四章。那你说还有其他的小船吗？有的，我们来看一下马可的四章。
Verse 36.
三十六节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 36.
三十六节。
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships.
门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
Do you know that you're not the only ship in the sea?
你知道你不是在那海上唯一的一艘船吗？
You're not the only one that has faced storms.
你不是那唯一的一个面对风浪的。
You're not the only one who's had troubles in your life.
你不是那一个唯一的一个有生命中困难和危难的。
Everybody has a story. There are many little ships on the sea.
每一个人都有一些自己的故事。
But think about this.We don't know where these other little ships were, but we know that there was a storm, and we know that they were being affected by the storm too.
我们不知道这些小船在哪，但我们知道有一个大的风浪，那这些小船也一定在风浪。
And it would be just like God that at the very moment when all these other ships were just about to go down,Everything stopped.
这是一样的，就是当彼得他们的船要沉了的时候，其他的船也要沉了。但是突然之间，所有风浪就没了。
This is what I call collateral blessing. Does that make sense? I don't know if you know that. What I'm
这就是我所说的这个，集合统一的这个祝福了。
Okay.See, the other ships, they didn't know, made the storm come. They didn't know. But the disciples in that ship, they knew. They knew that Jesus did it. These other guys over here, they didn't really know who did it, but they got in on the blessing of what Jesus did.
其他的小船的人其实他不知道发生什么了，只有彼得这艘船上的人是真的知道发生了什么，但是其他船上的人他们在那一刻也依然得着了神特别大的祝福。
And after the storm was calm, I suspect that those other little ships looked over and they go, there's a ship over there, and that's the one that Jesus is in. And so when they came to shore,Or they came close to one another. Can't you imagine the story that they told? How that Jesus calmed the storm. They would have all learned. I tell you, the word gets around out there.
所以呢，当风浪平静了以后，剩下的其他的那艘船上，他们一定会看着耶稣的所在那艘船。当他们到了以后，他们一定会跟门徒们分享这个故事。你猜他们会有多么大的这个得着？
So we can take comfort, and sometimes we don't know exactly how things happened because maybe we're in the other little ship over there. We get the blessing, but we didn't really understand. But nevertheless, God is always working in your life. He's always working.
我们会从这个故事最后这一点得到一个很好的安慰，就是我们有可能就是在其他船上的那些人，那我们虽然不知道发生了什么，但是我们依然在神巨大的祝福和保守当中。
The other little ships were saved that day too.
那些船在那一天呢也得救了。
Okay, there we go. How's our lesson for today?
Good, very good.
All right, let's close in prayer.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for...Exposing us to the scriptures again.
主啊，谢谢您啊，让我们今天又深刻的学习。
And thank you for all these people who've come to hear the word of God.
啊，也谢谢您今天带所有的人来学习神的话。
Lord, many of them believe. Help our unbelief.
主啊，我们很多人相信，但是我们的信心不足，求您帮助。
Help us to believe more and more.
帮助我们越来越深的信靠您。
And for any who do not have the Lord Jesus in their heart, we pray that today they would trust him to be their savior.
今天对一切还没有接受您成为救主的，求您帮助他们。
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome.